أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. How is everybody doing? جزاكم الله خيرا for coming out. If I can have Sister Solange kindly just put a reminder message in the chat group, that WhatsApp group that we are going. Oh, you already have. Sorry about that. Just to remind everybody that we can, that we are starting, inshallah. Because the reminder benefits the believers. Remember, in the Dhikrat and Fa'al Mu'mineen, that ayah we studied in the class before. Okay, so now we're going to do the properties of ism practice today, inshallah. This is an important tutorial for everybody who is here, and those who are not here, they should be, inshallah, watching this and catching up on the contents, because this kind of ties together what we've been discussing and studying the last roughly 2 weeks. So it's an important class from that perspective. Okay, let's get started, inshallah ta'ala. I have a bunch of words and I have a bunch of columns. What do I mean by that? What I mean is that we're going to fill this in row by row. Okay, so let's start with the word what is this word? Can someone read it out or type out the transliteration of this word, please?
Al-Maliki.
Excellent, Sister Michelle. Ahsanti. Al-Maliki. Al-Maliki, not Al-Malaki. Why is that? Because there's a little alif here, right? Let me zoom in a little bit more. There's a little alif after the ma. Al-Maliki. Yes or no?
Yes.
All right, very good. What does Al-Malik mean?
King? Owner?
King, okay. The owner king. Sovereign owner king. Okay, very good. Those are the good translations we're getting. Alhamdulillah. If I was to show you from Hansware quickly, or maybe Quran corpus, you will see in the Quran dictionary, I have meme. Lam and Kaf. And here, the word in the verb family number 14 means to possess. To have power over something, right? To own something. All right? Malaka. All right? Malaka. Then if I was to do the actor pattern for this, that would be Al-Malik, this pattern. Al-Malik. What would that mean? That would mean somebody who owns. Al-Malik. This is Malaika. Let me go down. Mulk. Right here, Malik, the owner, the master, okay? And the acted upon pattern is Mamluk. Mamluk. And that is the patterns based on the study of the words that we have done before, correct? Do you guys remember that? Somewhat? Okay, good. The meaning is the owner. Okay, now, the point of our activity is not that. The point of our activity is the other rows here. What is the status of Al-Maliki? Status.
Majrur. Majrur.
Excellent. Status is majrur. Okay. Grammatically, is it a plural? No. So what would the number be? What would the number be? Singular. Very good. If you remember for gender, we said it has to be, it's masculine unless there's a reason to make it feminine. Okay. So gender, is there a reason to make it feminine? No. So it would be masculine. Okay. Type
definite
is definite. Type is definite. Okay, very good. So we have that, and because it's definite, we translate it as the owner. Mm-hmm. Correct? Mm-hmm. Yes or no? People?
Yes.
All right, somebody would like to read to me. Oh, my speaker was muted, so somebody read it last time. I didn't hear them. Sorry about that.
Masajid.
But put the whole thing, the last haraka as well. Read or type the thing, okay.
Masajidu.
Masajidu, very good. Masajidu. Okay. Okay, so Masajidu. What is the root letters of Masajidu?
Seen, Jim, Dal.
Seen, Jim, and
Dal.
Dal. Okay, very good. What does that mean? Anybody remember? Seen, Jim, Dal. We did like a couple of exercises to prostrate, to make sajda. Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes, all the quiz is on sajda.
Excellent, alhamdulillah. Sajda. Okay. Masajid is the...
place.
Is the meaning of masajid is? Place of sajda, okay. Sure, but masajid is actually the mosque, the place of prayer, right? See?
The masjid.
Masjids, right? Or masajid, the masjids, house of Allah, right? That's what it's referring to. The masjids are for Allah. So what he's masajid do is actually... let's put mosque, correct?
Yeah.
Now, should I put da or a? Da or no da?
Oh,
no da.
Should I put da?
No.
Why not?
On masjid.
No, it's plural, but...
No al, thank you, Sister Fazan. That's the correct answer. There's no al. Right? So you can tell me the type right now. Right? The type is?
Indefinite.
Indefinite.
Indefinite. Because for something to be definite, it is what? We need to go back to the list just to refresh our memory. For something to be definite, it has to be on the list. It's not a pronoun. It's not a proper name. It's not a pointing ism. It's not a connecting ism. right? These are, you know, obvious things. It's not an ism with an al. It's not mudaf and mudaf ilayhi because it's only one word, right? It's not two words. And if it's not here, that means it is indefinite. Okay, very good. Masajidu, indefinite. Now, I want you to tell me the status.
Marfu.
The status is? Marfu. Okay. Is this word, let's add some more detail. Mu'rab or Mabni?
Mu'rab.
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 It's Mu'rab. Yep.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mr. Musa is asking, well, I don't know why people would say that, Brother Musa. Is it, if we're studying Mu'rab and Mabni, right, it's under the category of Mu'rab. Now, is it banned from Tanween?
No.
And what's the reason for that?
Special type of plural.
Special type of plural, it is banned from Tanween. Okay, very good. Banned from Tanween. Excellent. It's a number.
Plural.
It's a plural. Okay. Now, tell me grammatically, in the plurals, is this human or non-human plural?
Non-human.
Non-human.
Non-human. Okay, so I'm going to put some details, okay? I'm going to put plural as like in the brackets. Plural in meaning. Okay? But now grammatically, first I say this is a non-human. Okay? Great. Now, what I'm actually going to do is I'm going to, all the other details that are not status but related to status, I'm going to make them like italicized here. Right? Non-human plural. What type of plural is it? Is it sound or is it broken?
Broken.
It's broken because the singular of masajid is
masjid.
Is masjid, and the spelling changes. Perfect. Masjid. This is broken. All right. Now I have these two pieces of information. I want you to tell me what is the number and gender?
Feminine singular.
Number first and then gender.
Singular feminine.
Right?
Yeah.
Are you with me, people?
Yes.
Okay. Masajidu mas. Excellent. Well done. Next one is al-ardu. Okay, I want you to send me via private message this row here. Jazakumullah khair. I'm going to actually ask everybody to mute themselves for a few moments, and then I'll ask you to unmute yourselves. Barakallahu feekum. Okay, mashallah, very good. Jazakumullah khairan. A lot of you have answered as status. Let me undo all of these things here. Mashallah. Status is al-ardu is marfu'. Okay. I will ask you this question quickly, which is this mu'rab or mabni? You would reply, I mean, if you have said in the brackets, is mu'rab, that is correct. And is it banned from tanween? Many of you say in your thing, messages, that it is. Actually, a few of you didn't mention it. What do you think it is? Is it banned from tanween? Yes or no, we will. It is indeed banned from tanween, so we will say. Is it? Wait, what? Why would it be banned from tanween? Banned from tanween. No, you can send the answer to me in, not in a prior message. Okay, we know it's mu'rab. Okay, but why banned from tanween? At the beginning, has nothing to do with tanween. Is it a special type of plural?
Yes.
Al-ard is not a plural. Al-ard is singular. Is it a name of non-Arab origin? People, what do you think? Not.
No.
Is it a feminine name?
No.
No.
Right? It's not a real feminine name. It's not a male with a ta marbuta. It's actually not a place that is feminine. Okay? You might, like, if you think that's the reason, and then I wouldn't, like, fault you for that. If you think that that's a reason, you're not, like, you're not wrong in your thinking. How many of you thought this is the reason? Places that are feminine. That's why it's banned from tanween. Did anybody think that?
No.
Okay. Brother Musa did. Okay, very good. You can send the message, not just private anymore. So this is for specific places. Al-Ard is, even though it's like a specific place, is the earth. But not like it's not considered to be in this list for that reason. So it is actually not banned from tanween. Not banned from tanween. Okay. By the way, for this exercise, I really need you to have your book with you. I don't want you just guessing. Okay. Have the PDF open. I'll give you time to look through it. Okay. I need you to look through and give me the correct information, because if it is guessing through this and I'm giving you answers, this is not a very good activity. All right. You have to apply the knowledge. I'm not asking you to remember it from your memory, but it has to be applied word by word, at going through these rules that we have written and studied. All right? Is that clear, people? Unless you have memorized it, then that's great. But otherwise, I don't just think from the top of your head that you remember banned from tanween. You got to go through the list. Okay? Number, al-ardu is singular. We don't need to say anything more than that. And al-ardu is what? Gender. Many of you said feminine, and that is absolutely correct. This is indeed feminine. What is the reason that it's feminine?
Arabs said so.
Because the Arabs said so. We got to write the reason why it's feminine as well, if it is not obvious. Is it definite or indefinite? It is clearly definite, and the meaning is the earth. All right, kutubun. Kutubun. Meaning of kutubun.
Books.
Books. Yes? What I'll do actually here is I'll write the singular in Arabic here. Kutubun. Books. Singular.
Kitabun.
You gotta give it to me in indefinite marfu. Likewise for mosque, I will write here Jidun. Okay, kitabun, great. I have this, alhamdulillah, over here. Kitabun, books. I want you to figure out the rest of this, inshallah. Page 38 in the book, people. Page 38 in the book is where all this information is. Okay, I have some people answering. MashaAllah, good. Answer, please, in order. Status first, then number, then gender, then type. Excellent, Sister Shamim. Perfect, MashaAllah. Sister Fazana, okay, so now try again. Number and gender, try again, please. Ahsan, this is Sister Zahida, well done. Excellent. MashaAllah, Sister Michelle. Really well done. Alhamdulillah. The only thing is that okay, that's great. MashaAllah. Very good. Singular, feminine, mashallah. Okay, very good. Excellent. Mr. Fuzza, where are you? So suppose it's got to be all in one line. Otherwise, it's all gone all over the place. Okay, people's messages are coming in a lot. You have to send it all in one message. Perfect, mashallah. Well done, Sister Ziyad, Sister Fazana as well. Well done, mashallah. Okay, mashallah, a lot of you have answered this question correctly, so I will start writing the answer here, inshallah. Okay, so here I am. Marfu' is my status. I asked the question, is it mu'rab or mabni? Many of you correctly answer, it is mu'rab, alhamdulillah, because it doesn't end with that big alif or little alif, okay? Very good. Is it banned from tanween? I think the answer is obvious because it says kutubun, right? This is the thing. When it comes to ban from tanween, I'm not going to try to tax you by making you remember the list every single time. You're going to have the tashkil because we're studying the Quran. So you look at the tashkil, right? And that should give you the clue. And if you find the tashkil is here masajidu and there's no al and it's not mudaf, then it should make you think, ban from tanween? Possibly. Let me quickly check. All right, I found it. Here it is. It's on the list. Perfect. Here I see tanween. I'm like, you know what? I don't even need to look it up. How can it be banned from tanween if it already has tanween? Right? If it has an al, that's when perhaps you have to go look because the al could be, it doesn't tell whether there's a tanween there or not. So that is where the requirement is to go check. But if the tanween is obvious, you say what? Not banned from tanween. Right? People, is that clear? All right, alhamdulillah. And it is, now, in meaning, it is a plural. Plural in meaning, yes or no? But it is a non-human broken plural. Yes or no, people? Kitab is not, it's not human, right? Since it's non-human broken as a plural, we will consider it to be a singular feminine grammatically. Yes or no? People, you with me? And it is definite or indefinite? The answer is indefinite. Perfect. Okay, excellent, mashallah. This one let's do together. As-sabirat. As-sabirati. Okay. The root letters for as-sabirati are, I'll write them here if they're not really that obvious.
Sad, ba, ra.
Sad, ba, and ra. From that, what word do you get from that?
Sabr.
Sabr, which means?
Patience.
Patience, right? Very good. Okay. Now, what does the word as-sabirat mean?
The female patients. Women.
Like the women. The women were sick, like female patients?
No. The patient women.
Patient women. Women.
The or without the?
The
patient women.
The patient women.
Women.
The women that are patient, the patient women. Is that okay, Sister Nadia, if we take this translation? Do you all agree with this, Ya Jama'a?
Those women who are patient.
All right, here's the thing. I want you to think about it. Don't just please say it, okay? And everybody, let's have a few moments to type the answer or to say it. I'll give you like a countdown. What is the singular for as-sabirati? I need the singular and indefinite marfu' form. Ready? All right. I'm going to give a countdown of 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. What is the singular?
As-sabiratu.
I need the singular.
Oh. As-sabiratu.
Indefinite marfu'.
Masculine or feminine?
Sister Michelle, that's good. Just I need it without the al. Sister Madia, ahsanti. Well done. Sister Zahida, ahsanti. The answer is, Sister Fazal as well. Sa, vi, ra, tun. Sa, bi, ra, tun. Sabiratan, sabiratin, sabiratani, sabirataini. Do it with me. Let's go. Starting the Muslim chart. Sabiratun. Now, Mansub. 1, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Sabiratan.
Majroor on 3. 1, 2, 3.
Sabiratin.
The pair, marfu, on 3. 1, 2, 3.
Sabiratan.
Ah, the pair, mansub or majroor, on 3. 1, 2, 3.
Sabirataini.
The plural, marfu'.
Sabiratun.
Mansub on 3. Plural. 1, 2, 3.
Sabiratin.
And majrur on three. One, two, three.
Sabirat.
Excellent. That is the way we do this. All right. Very good. All right. Tell me, is it, what is the status here, people?
Definite.
Status is?
As-sabirati. I'm asking for sabirati, not this one, not the singular. I'm not talking about the as-sabirati.
Mansub or majrur?
It is mansub or majrur. Can I tell right now?
No.
I need something before, you know, to tell me, right? All right, great. So I will write mansub or
majrur.
All right. Is it marab?
Yes.
It is marab for sure. Is it banned from tanween?
No.
Not banned from tanween, because when you did the plural chart, did it have tanween in it?
Yes.
There we go. All right. It's number.
Plural.
Okay, what type of plural? Look it in the book and tell me. I don't tell me this from memory.
Feminine plural?
I need the exact name for it.
Broken.
Can't be broken.
No.
Sound feminine. Thank you, Sister Badia. Sound feminine. These terms are important. That's why we put them there, right? I need you to be looking through them, inshallah. Oops. To be able to give me the answer correctly. Sound feminine. Okay? Of course, sound feminine, when I say feminine, it implies it's human. Or, you know, like it's used both human or non-human, but the plural is treated, or the word is treated as a plural, not as a singular. Okay? What is its gender?
Definite.
And what is the type?
Definite.
Definite or indefinite?
Indefinite.
Definite.
Good. I'm just typing this to the wrong answer to see if you're right. It's definite. Al. Right? You gotta give me the word. This is just, I'm writing the singular here for your benefit, okay? Are you with me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Rijalan. Root letters for Rijal.
Rijal. Ra. Jim. Hamza.
Lam.
Lam.
Ra. Jim.
Rajala.
All right. Ra. Jim and Lam. Okay. What does that word mean?
Man.
It means a man. Rijal is?
Man.
Men.
Man or men?
Men.
Rijal is man. Rijalan is men.
Men. So what's the singular for it? This is a tough one. But I think the class notes you might remember. Nadia remembers it.
Rajul.
Rajulun. Okay, I'm going to put it as Rajulun. Okay. Now, when I do this, I need the answer for the for Rijalan, okay? What do I need the answer for?
Rijalan,
correct? Okay, tell me, people, what's the status of Rijalan? Status of Rijalan is?
More.
The status of Rijalan is?
More.
How on earth can it be marfu? Please tell me. When there is two fathas.
Sorry, it's mansub.
Mansub, right?
Mansub.
It's mansub. You gotta look at it before you tell me properly, okay?
Mansub.
It is mansub. Oh boy, hold on. My battery's about to run out. It is mansub. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a lot of problems if Rijalan, we're not able to spot its status right now at this stage of our study. Because in the next sentences are just Nothing's going to work. Okay? People, if you need to review this, you need to review it, then you review it. Read the book, read the class notes, watch the recordings, because this stuff now needs to be understood. All right? Mansub. Is it Ma'arab?
Yes.
It is Ma'arab. Perfect. Is it banned from Tanween?
Not banned from
Tanween. Oh. Why?
Because it's already got
the Tanween. Singular has already got.
I don't care. No, I don't look at the singular. I need to look at this one.
Yes, it's got
Lan. Tanween is already there.
It's already there. That's the answer. Okay. Perfect. Okay, Rijal. Is it a plural in meaning?
Yes, plural.
Yes. Plural meaning. Okay, now I want you to tell me what type of plural is it?
Broken
human plural.
I need the exact answer, not just one part of the answer.
Broken human.
Broken human plural.
Great. There's broken
human.
Human, right?
Yeah.
So that will give me what? It's a plural, right?
Plural.
Okay, very good. And then what is a gender?
Masculine,
right? Is it treated like a singular feminine?
No.
Because it's a human.
Plural.
Is it definite or indefinite?
It's indefinite.
Indefinite.
Great. Perfect. Aqlam. Let's write the root letters for aqlam.
Qaf. Lam. Mim.
Lam and Mim.
What do you get from that?
Qalam.
Qalam.
Qalam. What is a qalam?
Pen.
Pen.
All right. Very good. So the meaning of aqlam is
pens.
Pens, and the singular is
qalamun.
Perfect. Wal qalami wa ma yasturun, for example. All right. Excellent. Ahsantum. All right. What is the status?
Marfu.
Great.
Mu'arab.
Is it Mu'arab or Mabniya, people?
Mu'arab.
Mu'arab. Is it banned from Tanween?
Not banned from
Tanween.
Not banned from Tanween. It's pretty obvious it's not, right?
Yes.
Yay. All right. Is it in meaning or plural?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. What type of plural is it?
Broken non-human.
Okay, very good. So I'm going to write this as broken plural of human. Sorry, hold on. Just to fix my notes here. Broken plural human. Okay. Now I have this information in front of me. What does this information tell me?
Well, if it's a broken...
Treated as singular feminine.
Singular...
Feminine.
Perfect. Amazing. Mashallah. Right? Singular, feminine. What is its type?
Indefinite.
Indefinite. Very good. I'm just going to actually bold some of these things here, just so they stand out a little bit about what we're looking at, right? Because there's a lot of information that we put in one block, right? The rest I'll do later, but these are the ones that are... This is the actual answer, but the other information is related to the answer, right? And all that is what we've gone into, what has gone into our learning. Okay, mashallah, Musa.
Marfu, mansub, or majrur.
Oh, firstly, the meaning. That's very good, though, mashallah. Correct. It's just Musa, right? Okay. Yeah, but Musa. All right, good. Alhamdulillah. All right. Its status.
Marfu, mansub, or majrur. We don't know at this stage.
Marfu or mansub or
majrur.
Majrur. Is it mu'rab or mabni?
Mabni.
Mabni.
It is indeed mabni, mashallah. Ban from tanween or not? Tricky question.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, ban.
Ban from tanween.
Ban from tanween, yes or not? Tricky question.
Yes.
Yes.
Other answers from somebody who's not who's typing. Someone who's not a tea either.
Oh.
It doesn't, that question does not apply here. Ah, thank you, Sister Fazana. The question of ban from tanween does not apply to mabni. That question applies only to mu'rab words. That's why you see if I zoom out here, when it's mu'rab, that's when I talk about ban from tanween. You see that? When it's mabni, I don't talk about ban from tanween. I just say this is what it is because it never changes. Correct? Ban from tanween question does not apply to that. Okay. Number. Singular, very good. Gender, masculine, very good. Type,
definite,
but it has no L.
It's a name.
Ah, it's a name, perfect. Mm-hmm. Right? So we look at our type list and we find that. Proper names are what?
All types.
Are definite. Perfect. Jameel. Always definite. All right. We have Fir'aun. We have Musa. After Musa, we have to talk about Fir'aun. Okay. Clearly, Fir'aun is just Fir'aun. Or the Pharaoh. That's right. Pharaoh. That's how you spell it? No. Pharaoh. That's how you spell it. Okay. I always misspell that word. Fir'auna. Think about it. Status. Tell me, people, what is it? Ahsanti, Sister Michelle.
Mansub.
Mansub.
Or
Majrur. Majrur, why would I add that? It's Marab, of course, right? Is it Marab?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Is it banned from Tanween? It is indeed banned from Tanween. It's page 38, 39, 40 of the textbook. That's where we have this information. 38, 39, 40. Okay. Is it banned from tanween? Yes, it is. Why is it banned from tanween? What's the reason? Non-Arab name, right? I'm just going to put non-A with more than, greater than three. Okay? Because it has to be more than three letters, right? For it to be banned from tanween. If it's banned from tanween, it does not take what? Does not take tanween, of course, right?
Yeah.
And also does not take kasra. That is why we don't know if it is mansub or majrur. People, you with me? That's why we wrote mansub or majrur, right? Because given the information, you don't know yet. So it could be either or. If I put before it min, it would become what? Majroor. Right? At that point, it will become?
Majroor.
Okay, very good. Its number is?
Singular.
Its gender?
Masculine.
Its type?
Definite,
right? Because it's a proper name, right? People, is that clear?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, excellent. Arsalna, what does Arsalna mean? You might remember this from last time.
We sent down.
Very close. We sent, not, this is now sent as a messenger, right? From the root Ra Sin Lam, which means a? Rasul, right?
Rasul.
Messenger.
All right. So we sent, but that implication is that it's sent as a messenger, right? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Who is the fa'il in Arsalna?
Noon.
Na, right? No. And what does it mean?
We
sent. Okay, great. Now we know that, right? We have our file. Correct?
Yes.
Excellent. So then what is a sabirati?
Maf'ul.
Our maf'ul. Excellent. And what would it mean? We sent the patient
women.
Perfect. Excellent. I'm using this for a purpose here, right? I need the answer like for the properties for obviously as-sabirati. Do I need the properties for Arsalna?
No.
Because it's a fair, right? I mean, yes or no?
Yes.
Silly question, but alhamdulillah, you got it right. But I need this, as-sabirati, correct? Now, what is the singular again of as-sabirati? Indefinite marfu' form.
Sabiratun.
Sabiratun. That's it. Okay. All right. Now we go to our status here. Now you need to tell me what is the status of As-sabirati now. Perfect. It is, in fact, mansub. Right? In the previous example, if I can jog your memory here, mansub or majroor, right? Remember this example?
Mm-hmm.
We did this just today. Alhamdulillah. In this case, we wrote mansub and majroor, but now we're going to write mansub. Why is that?
Because it's a maf'ul.
It's the maf'ul. Ahsantum. MashaAllah. Yeah. Well done. Barakallahu feekum. So that's great. Now, what... I won't like write the rest of the questions because they're, I think, irrelevant right now because we've done that before already. But I want to ask what type of plural it is. I need you to tell me what type of plural.
Sound.
Sound feminine plural. Okay, this is actually a real Arabic terminology, believe it or not. Jam' mu'annath salim. Sound feminine plural, like that. Okay, excellent. MashaAllah. Jazakumullahu khairan. I'll highlight the plural there. Okay, what do you think is the status of this? Oh, I'm sorry, the gender of this?
Feminine.
And its type is?
Definite.
Perfect. Okay, alhamdulillah. It's the al is there, right? Okay, Arsalna Musa. Translation?
We sent Musa.
Alayhi salam. All right. So, again, we're looking at which word? Ya Jama'ah? Musa. Right? Okay, now please tell me, before Musa was marfu or mansub or majroor, but now Musa is
mansub.
Why? maf'ul. Is it mu'rab or mabni?
Mabni.
Yay, it is mabni. Excellent. Is it banned from tanween?
Yes. Doesn't apply.
Doesn't apply, all right.
Oh!
Great job, well done. Number?
Singular.
Singular. That is, I think, obvious. Masculine. MashaAllah, Musa alayhi salam was definitely very masculine and definite. Okay, alhamdulillah. Ila Fir'auna. I'm looking at Ila or Fir'auna?
Fir'auna.
Very good. What does it mean, Ila Fir'auna?
To Fir'auna.
To Fir'auna, okay. You know, if I write it in English, it will be like to the Pharaoh. Is that right, Sister Solange? The Pharaoh? Or to a Pharaoh? I think it's the Pharaoh. Okay. Its status now. For Fir'aun, we said Mansub or Majroor. But please tell me now.
Majroor.
Majroor. Why?
Because of the Ila.
Because of the Ila. Harjar is in Majroor. Very good. Okay. Is it Mu'arab or Mabni?
Mu'arab.
Still Mu'arab. Is it banned from Tanween? Down. Yes, it's still banned from Tanween. It's still a non-Arab name. Of more than three letters, right? So still it is Mu'arab, still it is banned from Tanween. But now as you can see, when it is Majroor, you do not see. Or you cannot put a kasra on it, right? And everything else is the same, singular, masculine, and definite. Correct? Alhamdulillah. Okay. I don't know why I put this here, because Musa is pretty obvious. Marfu, Mansub, Majroor. I think maybe I was thinking. Okay. You know what? This is Tashkil. You don't put like Tashkil at the end, right? It's already Musa. No, we don't make an example. This one, I think, is actually. I don't know what I was thinking about this one, so I'll actually delete this one. Let's do this one. This is the nice one, and we'll end with this. Okay. I want you to tell me what's the tashkil at the end if it is marfu. Think about it. Look at the book. Let's go through the idea. Manafi, let me write the root letters for you. Root letters are Noon, Fa, and Ayn. Okay, its meaning. You might remember, وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَنَافِعْ وَمَشَارِبْ from Surah Yasin. Means benefits. From Noon Fa'a, which means a benefit. All right. And I'll actually tell you it's singular. Its singular is manfa'a. Manfa'atun. Very interesting singular. Now, people, armed with that information, first, I want you to tell me what goes here. Single Dhamma or Tanween. Single Dhamma, Manafi'u. Why, ya Sister Fazana and Sister Ziyad and the rest who were answering? In a special plural, i.e. it is, it's Ma'ara for sure. It's banned from Tanween, yes. Ban from Tanween, special plural. Yes or no? Page 39 of your book. Right here. Special plural. All right.
I think you update the book.
That's been on there since that time, Brother Musa. I haven't updated it in a while.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's been like that since the thing, the beginning of this month. Actually, even before that, because the change I made afterwards was just small typos. Okay. Ban from Tanween is a special plural. That is excellent. Masha Allah. Well done. Manafi'u. Okay. Now tell me. Is it a plural in meaning?
Yes.
Clearly, right? Because we just said special plural. Plural in meaning. All right. Tell me what type of plural is it, people? Of the four that we have, I'll display the four to you. Right, we have four types of plurals.
Broken, non-human.
Ah.
Broken, non-human.
Broken, plural, non-human. Broken, not broke, broken, plural, non-human. Right? So now, what is it going to be? It's number. What is this number grammatically? Those two beautiful words.
Singular feminine.
Singular feminine. You got it. Right? And manafi'u, is it definite or indefinite?
Definite.
So look at this word. It's banned from tanween. That's why it doesn't take a tanween. But it doesn't have any of the things that make it definite. It's not a pronoun. It's not a proper name. It's not a pointing ism. It's not connecting ism. It's not, doesn't have an al. It's not mudaf. Right? Yes or no, people?
Yeah.
Oh, Ahsan, welcome back, Brother Haris. We miss you. Wa alaikum as-salam. So it's going to be what? Indefinite, right? There's no al. The fact that it doesn't have a tanween is not because it's definite, but because it is banned from tanween. It still remains indefinite, right? Okay, this is hard. I understand that, you know. But alhamdulillah, we're going to try to wrap this up quickly. The mansub version of this, everything else is the same here, right? Like, they're all the same properties, right? Yes or no?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I can merge these very, very comfortably. But now I want you to just do this for me. The mansub version, what is it going to be, ya jama'a?
Manafi'a,
single fatha. Right? Yes or no?
Yes.
All right, and to wrap up the tutorial today, what is on the majrur version?
Manafi'a,
mashallah. And that is your majrur version. Mashallah, well done. Jazakumullah khairan. So this was a pretty involved activity, alhamdulillah. It's hard to look at words like in a vacuum, okay? And that's actually not our goal, because our goal is to look at the words in like the context of the Quran, right? Yes or no? That's really our goal. But that said, sometimes looking at the words in a vacuum here, just like in a table, what it does is it allows us to learn and apply the concepts that we have learned more deeply. Okay? Like, you are now able to tell me a little bit more confidence, inshallah, broken plural, non-human, broken plural, human, right? That's one of the objectives. It's hard sometimes to take a sabirat and make it sabiratun. It's hard to maybe figure out manafi'u is indefinite, because really it's not in a context. If it's in an ayah, you might be able to just by context tell me, yeah, it's indefinite, right? But the goal of this was to try to really get you to look at and apply these rules and these guidelines that we've been studying. And inshallah ta'ala, now when we go to sentences, all of this will contextually make sense. It will just be in context, inshallah. Okay? So don't stress if this was like extremely hard, because that's not always what we're going to do. Just look at random words. We're going to start moving to sentences now. And when you have sentences, the context will quite often tell you more details, inshallah. Barakallahu feekum. Thank you very much for sticking around to the very end and for participating. This is really great, mashallah. You all are awesome, alhamdulillah. I'm very, very happy, very blessed that we all do this together. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to learn and benefit and to continue growing. Brother Harith, maybe you, I think the time, the time changed here in Canada. And subhanallah, the email has like a link to check your local time. This is a musibah that we have to live through. But when that is the case, we try to keep it Eastern time. So please, just check that for the next time, inshallah ta'ala. And for today, yes, please catch up to that. I'm sure you'll do a wonderful job. Jazakumullah khair, everybody, again. I'll see you all on Monday where we start jumlas. Yes. Okay. And interesting jumlas. Okay. And Brother Sister Solange is saying you can come tonight if you want to do this live, which is what I would recommend for you, Brother Harith, inshallah, because you would love to participate, I think. All right. Jazakum khairan. Subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa atubu ilaik. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.